This was my Friday my time ritual. I would start my day, and Fridays is the day that I clean the house. So I would load up my old iPod. What was it? iPod
Nano.
Tall silk one. Was it the original Nano? The one that looked like a pack of gum, sort of.
Yeah. Oh, that was the Shuffle.
No, the Shuffle was the little square one.
Well, but the very first Shuffle looked like a pack of gum.
Yeah, and I think this was a Nano.
Okay.
I think it was. Yeah. Anyway, whatever. It's 2 megabytes or something. I can't. A really small capacity.
Yeah.
But in those days, it was enough. And so I used to start my house cleaning, and I would start with Big Fatty, usually.
Yeah.
No, I would always start with Big Fatty, and the reason I remember that is because I thought it was funny that when I was cleaning the toilet, I was always listening to Big Fatty. It just worked out
how
that
apropos.
Way. I know. That was when I ruled the world.
It's not just ruined, it's me, Big Fatty, online.
The reason I remember that is because I thought it was funny.
Hello, everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is episode 2762. I say chew. I'm a VFO for two. I say Tuesday, the 28th of August, 2018. Y'all, coming up on today, say it with me.
My little show.
Okay, Jeremy, you fucked it up.
Big Fatty.
Hello, Winder Downers. Big Fatty winding it down. Hi, everyone. I hope you're too. I say Tuesday is going well. Y'all, we are recording Monday afternoon. We have a Durwood.
Hi.
Hi.
And Jeremy.
Hello.
Oh. And we do not have Granny. Hoop-de-doo. I mean, Big Fatty, you're ugly. I made him get up, and I told him, I said, okay, housekeeping would be by in just a few minutes, and but y'all, that's okay, because it's turnabout fair play, but we'll get to that in a minute. Now, where did we y'all got to come here? I can't. Anyway. That's much better. But now you still got to speak up. Where did we stop on yesterday's little show? Because we recorded that midday on Saturday. Yep. So I guess we stopped midday Saturday then, didn't we? Oh, but there was one thing we did not discuss that I made a little note here. And y'all, that was, y'all, we were on the, aluminum, tube of death, heading, over here to, MSY, as they say, which is, Louis Armstrong, Aereo Puerto, Durwood asked me, now, what did you ask me?
I said, you did pack the special chair.
The special chair, and, I said, no. No, I did not, y'all. I thought he was gonna have a conniption fit, an absolute conniption fit, and y'all, were we in the Hatlanta Airport?
We were at the Hatlanta Airport.
Hatlanta Airport, y'all. He got on the WWW, and immediately decided he was gonna have a special chaya, shipped. To the motel here in Nolens. And Durwood, how did that go?
It didn't go so well.
Not so well. It was still, the coupon was still active, but yes. Y'all, part of the problem was they were out of the carrying case, and y'all, it's a little hard to get a special chair under the seat in front of you, or in the overhead bin, So we had to cancel the order, but you were ready to click the button, weren't you?
Oh yeah.
Oh yes, you know pocketbook. No special share. Let's order two. All right. So Saturday we finished listening to little shows, we took the lunch break, and we came back from the lunch break. And we had the 50-50 cash raffle drawing. Mm-hmm. And y'all, damn if that nasty old queen won.
Big fella, you gotta narrow it down more than that. You're at Pride 48.
Y'all, it was Granny. Granny won. What did he win?
$560?
$560,
yeah.
So anyway, and y'all, none of us could believe it. Couldn't believe it. And so we listened to some more little shows. And y'all, sometime in the afternoon, Jeremy walked up to me. Y'all, by the way, they were drinking these the slushies. Come over here, Jeremy, and tell everybody what the slushy things were that y'all were drinking.
It was the dark and stormy.
Well, you just because you're close to the microphone doesn't mean you have to whisper. Okay, dark and stormy.
Dark and stormy.
Uh-huh, and it had, what was in it?
Fuck if I know, but it was...
Frozen and good. Alcohol. It was strong.
Oh, yeah, very strong.
Oh, very, very strong.
Because they put the, whatever it was already pre-made, then they poured liquor on top of that.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Okay, great. Anyway, Jeremy comes over to me and says, "We need to talk when we get back home." And I went, "Uh-oh, what is this about?" And Jeremy, why don't you come tell everybody what that's all about?
About what I want to talk to you about? About starting a possible podcast? Or possibly starting a podcast or figuring out how to start a podcast?
Oh, and y'all, you know, when you need to know technical advice about podcasting, Jeremy has absolutely come to the right person. Because Big Fatty's going to do is go, "I got no fucking idea how do you do it." Anyway, he sees that y'all, I don't think Granny could do a podcast. Durwood, do you think Granny could do a podcast?
No.
Okay. Could you do one?
Possibly.
Could you think Jeremy can do one?
Oh, yeah.
Well, you know, he's that young generation, you know. The kids are just always on their little mechanics.
They get keyboards.
Huh?
Instead of rattles when they're kids.
Right, they keyboards. Get keyboards instead of rattles. y'all, you may be hearing Jeremy on his own little show.
Yes, Big Freddy.
So we listened to little shows, and then Saturday night, what happened Saturday? I didn't go out Saturday night. Y'all, I was tired. Y'all, I had over 10,000 steps again on Saturday. Y'all, and I barely walked out of the motel. I did go. Oh, we didn't talk about what we had for lunch on Saturday over at the thing. Right. What did you have, Durwood?
I had the Cajun Cuban.
The Cajun Cuban, which also happened to be his stripper name. during most of the Pride 48 weekend, Jeremy, you weren't even there. You were drinking those slushies.
No.
Oh no, you were napping. Okay.
I need a nap.
And
if you want to call it that.
Huh?
If you want to call it.
Okay. And Big Fatty, y'all, I got cone bread, focaccia bread. With two different flavors of butter. One was a honey butter, and one was kind of a horseradishy butter. And it was damn tasty. And y'all, then I got fried Brussels sprouts with a mint jelly and pecans. And they were absolutely delicious. Delicious. And that was my supper. And y'all, I've been tooting ever since. It has caused a loose stool, as they say in the medical field. But you know, that's Granny's stripper name most every day, loose stool. But anyway, Saturday night, did y'all go out Saturday night?
Yes, we went.
Oh, you
did not.
You didn't go out Saturday night?
I did not.
You didn't go out Saturday night.
Okay, so you come over here and tell everybody what you did Saturday night.
Well, we all, there was like several of us. We went down to the Rawhide.
The Rawhide.
Yes, and everybody was having such a good time.
Uh-huh.
And what's the, Wine Rag?
Wine Rag, yes. From the Mr. Cackle Show. Uh-huh.
He was entertaining everybody with his disco moves.
He was disco duck, wasn't
yes, he?
Yes,
he was.
Okay.
I mean, he was in his corner. He was just having fun.
Boy. He was totally oblivious of everybody else, and everybody else was white. Didn't he try to climb into the DJ booth
he
or something?
Did.
Like?
He
was climbing up some ladder, and they said, "Get down from there!" So he was basically the entertainment. Was there anything vulgar going on that evening?
Of course.
Oh, are there any names? Well, names you want to mention?
I don't know, but John was going to the bathroom. No, excuse me, Wayne.
Oh,
AKA Big Dick.
Uh huh.
Was going to the bathroom an awful lot.
Oh, well, he must have been wearing his contacts, and they were bothering him.
Yeah.
Okay.
This one, contact that one.
Okay. Made lots of contacts.
Yes,
okay. Did you? I don't know what time. Did Granny go with you?
Yes.
Okay. What time did y'all came back a little bit earlier than
we did? Because okay.
Yes, the Creole Cajun. Yes. No, the Creole Cuban.
Yes.
Was given Durwood some GERD.
Yes.
It was just GERD, yeah. GERD. And
so, we call it an early night.
Anyway, and so we got up Sunday morning. You didn't go with us to Brofka's, did you?
No, because I was...
You still enjoying the Creole Cuban. Yeah, and did you go to breakfast? No, you didn't go to breakfast with us either, did you? I don't think so.
Yes, I did.
Did you? Oh, no, you had a Coca-Cola. You had already eaten breakfast, but you went and had a Coca-Cola.
Yeah, I had eaten, and I came with y'all and had a Coca-Cola.
Okay, and y'all, Granny, I'm not real hungry, so y'all, he ordered two eggs over easy. He ordered a biscuit. Y'all, these biscuits, they're called cat's head biscuits because that's the size of them, of a cat's head. And they cut it in half, and then they poured sausage gravy all over the top of it, and he had an order of bacon also, and Big Fatty had chicken and waffles, and y'all, they were out of the praline bacon, and the guy there says, "I have never run out of praline bacon before since I opened this store," and I'm thinking to myself, yeah, and Pride 48's never been in New Orleans before either. Big Fatty, you can say that again, y'all, Pride for Big Fatty. Tom V and Joe in Dallas, they were sharing an order of praline bacon, and y'all, they were at the next table, and they were about to finish up. And, y'all, they had a little piece left, and they said, "Big Fatty, do you want this piece of praline bacon?" I said, "Yes." And, y'all, it was delicious. It was. No, you didn't taste it.
He wasn't there.
Oh. Y'all, Granny only ate half of his cat's head biscuit and gravy, so and he didn't even finish his Bafran. So we brought that to Adam Burns, you know, old Crooked Hat. Then we had the Sunday shows. Did you show up for Ding Da Bell? Tell your first impression of Ding Da Bell there, Jeremy.
Those people are fucking nuts, and I love them.
Oh, okay, so they're crazy rich Asians.
I would say crazy...
Good crazy. Or maybe crazy, just maybe crazy, just yikes. Crazy,
like, what is it, middle class?
Crazy middle class Asians. Okay.
The shoes and her, the extreme off-topicness, like...
They do go a little off topic.
They need more than a bell. They need an air horn.
Ding to air horn. Okay.
It was fun.
So, and then we had several other shows that day. It was a nice mix of different subjects and everything. Some of them were serious, and some of them were batshit crazy.
Yeah.
And one person shows and group shows and things like that. And old Crooked Hat had a pretty good show. The Geeky Gay, were you there for that one?
Yeah.
Okay, and Durwood at some point came down, and he was still, he and Granny almost looked like twins. Big Fatty, well, I mean, and by that, I mean they both looked like death. Durwood went and bought him, it's a new thing that they're getting ready to come out with on the market. to deal with GERD. And Durwood is one of the he's going through the beta testing of this with the CDC. And Durwood, would you like to tell everybody what that is?
Pickle juice.
Okay, so y'all, he went and bought a jar of pickles and drank the juice. And y'all, it made him shit on Monday. and he almost did it in his pants. But what did we do after that? Oh, we had the closing show. The Mr. Cackle show. And they played bingo. And y'all, the poor Mr. Cackle, he's just, y'all, it's just sad. It's just sad. They played bingo and they didn't even put the B-I-N-G-O across the top of the cards. And Gary Bearden was totally confused. He kept calling out, "Half bingo!"
I won. I was fine.
Did you win? What is it? $5 from the ATM machine?
They gave me 10 because I was the first winner.
Oh, and you were Jeremy. Oh. You were the very first winner?
Yeah, I was the first
bingo. Oh, okay.
Group chat's going on.
Oh, the group me. I love you all, but God bless it. I hate this damn group me thing. A bee, ready? Then after that, we had the closing show and the raffle. Durwood, you won. Did you win a prize?
I won 3 actually and gave 1 back.
Oh, what did you win in the raffle?
I won one of the bags, Christina, the tanned.
The tote bag, uh-huh.
And then I got one of Mr. Cackle's books, The Moon Base.
Oh, and you've probably already finished it, right? Because I saw it in the trash can in your room. Betty! Oh, no.
Then I won the KitchenAid mixer, but I said that somebody else.
You gave the KitchenAid mixer back.
And I think Smoking Hot Joe ended up with that, didn't he?
Yes,
I believe so, yeah.
So, did you already have a KitchenAid mixer?
I did.
Okay. Well, yeah, I don't blame that. You know, you can't.
Yeah, nobody needs to.
Right. Yeah. And Granny won some of Big Ricky's Creme Macage. Did you win anything, Jeremy?
No.
Okay, great. Did you buy any tickets? No. It's true. Let's see, what else? Then that evening, y'all went out. We broke everything down, and y'all went out on the ghost walk. It was the swamp walk, swamp ass walk, because everybody had swamp ass. And then y'all came back here about 10:30 p.m. in the evening. It ended up near the Rawhide, and I think most everybody went in the Rawhide, to include Nicole. I don't know if you knew that. No, Betty, she did not go in there. She went to the corner pocket to tip the strippers. Oh, there was a group that went to a drag show or something. I don't know.
Yeah, they ended up going to Oz.
then Durwood comes in and says, I laid down and took a little nap. I watched the Big Brother and took a little nap, and... Then they came in, and Durwood goes, "All right, you want to go to the Phoenix and the Eagle?" And what is that? And I said, "Do you?" He goes, "Yes, I want to go." I said, "All right, let's go." And so y'all, it was me and Durwood and Jeremy and John and Wayne and Nico Martinez eventually joined us, and we went to the Phoenix, and oh dear gussy, and upstairs is the Eagle, and y'all, if you thought the stories from the Rawhide were interesting, you just y'all you're gonna need to wash your feet after listening to the stories from the Rawhide. But I'll have to tell you about that on tomorrow's little show when Durwood's not here. Beep, baby. Y'all, at the beginning of today's little show, y'all, you heard Archer. Y'all, his new name is Archie Bunker. And Arthur from down there in the future, what'd you think of today's show?
The reason I remember that is because I thought it was funny.
Oh, you thought today was funny. Just wait till tomorrow.
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com, or call the brand new voice letter number at 619-784-6331. That's 619-RUINED-1. And ask a question or just natter with the fat one.
Yes!
This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network and a proud member of Pride 48.